with Mr. and Mr. was an old line, hard shall bring the Baptist. I mean, he bleed what is to be will be, predestination, and he accepted it. You couldn't argue with him about it. You didn't have to even explain it to him, but he was just that sincere and deep in his belief in that what is to be hard shell primitive Baptist doctrine. And of course, he knew that Mr. was, quote, infidel, unquote. So they were riding along, and it was on the central line here, and they were going through the Ogeechee Swamp. And Mr. says, well, now, Mr. out of clear, I just don't see how you can be an infidel. Says, just think of all God's great nature. Those, look, the trees, the flowers, I just don't see how you can believe anything except there's a great power, a great supreme being that can create this. And about that time, the train ran through one of the real messiest part of the swamp. And Mr. said, well, Mr. said, if that out there is part of your God's work, I don't want none of it. And he kept the Savannah market, cotton exchange, confounded nearly all the time because of his quickness of thought and his knowledge of figures and his sheer business ability or the mind that could come up with that sort of thing. And they liked to deal with him because when he came down there, he made news everywhere he went. And I believe it was about 1911 or 12, he had bought up a lot of cotton, and he called up the Central of Georgia, had somebody to, because we had telephones by then, and told him that he needed 27 cars. What for? I said, I got some cotton on it. Ship in Savannah, so he got his 27 cars and he shipped 2,500 bales of Sea Island cotton. So he dealt with one certain factor, which is they called selling cotton factoring, just like
that's probably factoring. That's why we have Baptist Walk in Savannah, I guess.
That's right. Well, that was where the cotton exchange is. The building, the old building, is still standing. The newspaper people got hold of, so they came down there and tried to find out how much he had bought for it. They knew what he sold it for after he got down there, so they were trying to figure out how much he made on the deal. Well, he wouldn't tell them. He says, come around tomorrow, says, I got another shipment, about 2,000 bales, 2,500 bales. And he says, we may have another story for you. So sure enough, he shipped the other down there, which was close to 5,000 bales of cotton. And when the reporters came to him after that, he says, well, I tell you what, he says, I've been buying this up for some little time. And at that time, the market was real erratic. And it was dropping, really. And everybody was in an area like this, they hadn't accumulated very much, so they had to sell their, and cotton was a cash crop. So he would tell the person, said, now, I tell you what, says, the market today is low. Says, now, I'd advise you to hold your cotton.